Hello and welcome to the Coffee in the Green Room podcast. This is the show for rising talent, entertainment industry insiders, and those with a curiosity of what life is like in front of the camera. If you've ever struggled with getting started as a model, actor, or musician, well, that's exactly what we're going to help you with. Today's episode is hosted by Deneen White, writer, author, publicist, and TV host. So sit back, relax, grab your favorite cup of coffee, and welcome to Coffee in the Green Room. Coffee in the Green Room.
Today, I am really excited to introduce you to a very special guest. I've been working with her for about 6 months now, maybe a little bit more, and her name is Amanda Goldman Petrie. And the reason we have her on the show is because she is someone who has taken everything that we've given her and put it to work for her in ways that we couldn't possibly imagine would happen. Amanda, thank you so much for being on the show today. How excited are you to be on our show?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I'm pumped.
We're going to have a great show. But before we really get into the interview, I just want to explain to you and to the audience just a little bit about the story behind Hollywood Mindset TV. So we work with a lot of talent every year, and we do a lot of interviews. And we've noticed that so many of our talent that come in to work with our company, they put the cart before the horse. Like, what do I mean by that? They come in and they're like, oh my gosh, I need an agent. I need a manager right now. And instead of focusing on things that are more important, like actually booking work, making money doing this, and having a mindset that makes an agent or a manager actually want to work with you. So that's why I'm so excited to have you on the show today, Amanda, because you came in with the mindset where you, like, you knew you had to put in the hard work, and you've done it. And my gosh, your success stories are like, they blow our minds. Like, every day our minds are blown. Every time, like, you send us a message and let us know what you're doing, we're like, wow, this stuff works.
So, it does.
I know, right? It's crazy. When you have a system for like 12 years, the system works. So can you just start with a little bit about your story? Like, how did you decide to get into the entertainment industry, first of all?
Sure, absolutely. So guys, like Deneen said, my name is Amanda Goldman Petrie. Everyone calls me AGP. And I did not grow up knowing that I wanted to be an actress. My story is that I grew up in an abusive home. My family was dirt poor. My biological father was a drug addict. My stepfather was abusive. And so this led to me wanting to find other outlets to keep myself away from home. And so I buried my head in books in school. I became a type A overachieving nerd. I was captain of every sort of sports team and after school activity you could possibly imagine, which was great because it allowed for me to become multi-talented and multi-passionate, but it also made me really confused about what I wanted to do with my life because I had so many talents and I had so many interests. And ultimately, I ended up deciding to be a neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins University, where I got a full ride scholarship. And I thought, you know, this is the thing that I want to do with my life. Well, life doesn't always work out that way. The summer before I entered college, I was actually walking across the street the day I got my braces off, and I was hit by a minivan going around 50 miles an hour. Like I said, I was walking, so as you can imagine, I almost died. And which I can laugh about now. At the time, very traumatic. Yeah. So I had to learn how, basically I went from being bedridden to in a wheelchair to a walker to two crutches to one crutch to a cane to limping to walking to sort of jogging to running. And it was a really long recovery. And we weren't really sure, was I going to be able to go to college on time? Well, I'm really resilient and I don't like to, you know, slow down. I don't like to give up or give in. I like to just keep going and push through whatever obstacles come my way. And I do not like to wait for success. I like to take it. So I said, you know what? I'll go to college in a wheelchair, whatever. And so I went to Johns Hopkins. And I found out very shortly thereafter that I was 5 months pregnant. Which was a huge surprise to me because of all of the medication that I was on, I did not recall conceiving. Apparently, something had happened when I was bedridden. I did not remember. And I was very shocked, but I said, you know what? I can do this. I can be a good mom and a good student all at the same time. I'm going to have this baby and we're going to make it happen. Well, fast forward, my son is born and my mom finally decides that she wants to leave my abusive ex-stepfather. And I really wanted to support her in making that happen, but I needed help as well because I was going to Johns Hopkins University raising a child. So we kind of hatched up a plan to support each other. She would help me raise my child. I would work 3 jobs while going to Johns Hopkins to pay the mortgage and put food on the table for my family. And we just kind of, we worked together and we made it happen. I ended up graduating from Johns Hopkins with 3 different degrees, 7 different honors, all while learning how to walk again, raising my child, and working 3 jobs.
That's crazy. So,
yeah, it was really nuts, but it definitely made me, it emphasized the importance of hard work and really focusing on a goal and doing whatever it takes to make it happen. And it reminded me how resilient and strong I really am. Mm-hmm. That being said, I was still confused. I graduated with 3 degrees because I didn't know what the heck I wanted to do with my life. I was so confused. Yeah. So I quit my jobs. I went out and I started my own business at the age of 21. And by 22, I was generating $10,000 a month. I had a 6-figure business. By the time I was 25, I believe, I generated over $500,000 in 4 months in that business. We had clients in over 30 different countries across 6 different continents. I was one of the top 30 entrepreneurs under 30 by multiple magazines. I was voted one of the top 100 women to follow in 2017. And I was experiencing so much success financially. I was living a really great life, but I still felt like something was missing until I met you guys. So this is where stuff gets real. I go to this conference, right? It's a really intimate conference. There's only a few people who get to go to it. It's pretty much all $1 million+ business owners. And at this conference, I met Mike and Alicia, owners of VIP Ignite, and they're telling me all about these crazy people that they know and these amazing things that they're doing in the industry. Ironically enough, months before I met you guys, I was talking to my husband about wanting to go into acting. And he was like, "Oh, you're not serious. This is just you wanting to do a million different things again. This is you being multi-talented." And I said, "No, when you're an actress, you can be anything. You can do anything. And I have so many talents and I have so many interests and I can combine all of that into acting." Wow. But there was still that self-doubt. So when I met Mike and Alicia, and they were literally on the phone with Katie Perry's manager or Lady Gaga's manager, one or the other, I can't remember, at the conference, I said, "This is a sign from the universe." Okay, universe, I hear you. Yes, I hear you. And when I hear it, I go, and I don't go slow. I go fast and I go hard. So I got on the phone with Alicia and I was like, "I don't care what you offer. Get me into your highest thing. Teach me how to get into this industry. And I'm going to do the work and I'm going to execute." And that's what I did. And that's how I got here.
Yeah. I mean, it's awesome. Like, I remember when they were like, "Yeah, we met this girl, Amanda." And I was like, "Okay." And like within like 10 minutes, I feel like you were emailing me, "Okay, I'm going, I need to know everything right now." I was like, "Who is this person?" And like, you came up like with your spreadsheets and all of that thing. So I was like, I was a little overwhelmed. I'm not going to lie, because like, I try to be like that, but I was like, "Ooh, this girl is like the most organized person I've ever met in my life." But the awesome thing is that something that people don't realize is that the entertainment industry is very much a business.
And absolutely.
Yeah. Like, they call it show business for a reason, but everyone's like, "Oh my gosh, I want to be a creative. It's going to be awesome. I'm just going to go." But they don't realize the business aspect of it. And that's something, I think that's one of the reasons that you're so successful.
Oh, I absolutely had a leg up. I mean, going into this, having already built so many successful businesses, I knew how to go into it and organize the business strategy to create a brand and to book gigs and to set myself up so that I look like an authority, even though I was brand new. I knew how to do those things because I had a business background. I just had to apply it to the entertainment industry.
Yeah, and it's just been, it's been awesome to see, just because, again, like, we talked to so many people, like I said at the beginning, and they're like, oh my gosh, I need an agent. And Amanda's like, I'm my own agent. Like, I can, I got this, guys. Don't worry. I'm just going to apply everything that I've done in the business world to this. So can you talk a little bit about the strategies that you've employed from business into the entertainment industry? I have my shirts fuzzy.
Absolutely. So before going to the LA event, so I went to VIP Ignite's networking event in LA. I knew I wanted to go into it setting myself up so that I looked as much like an authority as possible, so that I could really maximize the network that was created there. And so I really focused on branding, first of all. And I evaluated it and I kind of decided, okay, this is the type that I want. Like, I've got black hair. So chances are I'm probably going to be cast as one of those, you know, serious, not so nice, bully type, or like, you know, bad A type of women. And I said, I'm okay with that. I'm going to go all out with that role. And I went online, I researched, okay, who are the top paid actresses in both film and TV? What type of roles are they playing? What headshots or sample shots can I find of them in those roles? And then I emulated it. I mean, I didn't copy it, but I modeled it. And I went out and I did a photo shoot that showed me in a variety of different ways, playing a variety of different types of characters, turned that into a really nice branded website. If you go to agpofficial.com, you'll see what I mean. There's, I don't know any other actress in the entertainment industry that has a website like what I have. Luckily, I have a background in that, so I was able to do it with relative ease. And I set that website up with sales copy to sell myself to casting directors and to agents. And then I set up a photo gallery of myself in all of those different angles and all of those different character types. I set up a portfolio section so that as I was getting cast in places, I could get my reels and I could get clips and I could put it in there. And as I created my resume, I could put it into that portfolio section. Then I created an as seen on page, like a publicity page, because I've gotten so much publicity all around, you know, just from my experience in the business world. And so I just kind of copied those things over, put it onto the press page. And now I've got this amazing website. I then turned it into printed material. So I took a printed resume, I took printed headshots, I took a printed portfolio book, all of these marketing materials to the networking event. And this helped me really to really stand out. One of the people who I met at the networking event was an agent at a, you know, a really big agency. And I sat down with him. I got to sit down with him personally because I mean, I paid to be in the inner circle. I wanted as much access as possible. Mm-hmm. I sat down with him. I showed him all this marketing material and he says, oh my God, I feel honored to talk to you. And I said, yes, it did its job. And in feeling honored to talk to me, he gave me some advice. He said, Amanda, if money is no measure and you really want to hit this industry, you need to move to LA. But when you move to LA, you want to make sure that you're able to get an agent. And so to get an agent, you want to make sure that you are marketable to an agent. And part of being marketable to an agent is having the skills to actually perform when you're called to perform, and having the resume and having the marketing material that they can use when they're submitting you. And so before you can get an agent, you kind of have to do some legwork on your own. And I said, all right, message heard. I left the event and I went off and I decided to master the art of self-submitting. So I went and I created this spreadsheet. And between the stuff that the resources that you gave us, that Valerie Smaldone gave us, that and that was from another VIP Ignite event, and just from my own research, I organized a list of these are all of the places I can go to find opportunities. Mm-hmm. And they'll be non-union. A lot of them will be non-paid to start, but I'll be able to build up that resume and I'll be able to get clips of me doing work. And so I'll be able to build up that marketing material. And so I started practicing pitching. I went out and I pitched myself to as many of these non-union, non-paid, it didn't matter, these opportunities as I possibly could. And within the first 90 days, I got on a reality TV show, 11 short films, 2 feature films, 1 off-Broadway show, and 1 web series that I can remember. There might be more. So it was massively successful, and it all started with just getting that branding and that marketing material in place.
That's fantastic. Again, I want to use this interview that we're doing here as like, hey, look, this is what you really need to do. Because the thing is like, again, so many people are waiting to meet that one agent, and like, you already had systems set up in place. And then when you met the agent or that person in LA, they were like, yeah, okay, this is what you need to do. So you took what you already had in progress. You already had momentum going into the event because you had already been working on all of these things. And then you like, that like propelled you even further. And that's something I think that, the people need to realize, because you have to create your own momentum in this industry, because you can't start, like, it's kind of like a car. Like if I have a truck and like, I'm trying to push it, if like, it's hard to push something that's not moving at all. So like, you have to have momentum going in. And I think that's something that people really need to realize.
And, you know, part of this comes from my experience in business and in the online marketing world. There's some entrepreneurs who will go into online marketing and they'll think, oh, I'll just get affiliates and I'll get referral partners and they'll promote me and then I'll just make money off of their efforts. But the way that I've always looked at it is, I don't want to rely on affiliate and referral partners to make money and to get leads and to get sales. I want to take control of my own success. And then if I have affiliates and referral partners, that's extra, that's great. It works the same way in the entertainment industry. You have to take control and take hold of your own success. And if you can have people who help push you further, that's great. That's even better. But you can't be sitting around and waiting for someone else to do all of the hard work for you. So I went out and I self-submitted myself. I created my own resume. I created my own marketing materials. I made myself look desirable to casting directors and to independent directors, and went and secured those opportunities. So now I have agents in LA who are saying, and casting directors in LA who are saying, Amanda, let me know when you move there, because they know that I've done the hard work and they know that I'm coming with the marketing material in place to help them do their job. Because that's the thing. If you go to an agent and you have nothing on your resume and you have no reel and you have no headshots and no portfolio, they're going to have to do a lot of work to land your roles. Whereas if you go to them and you already have these things in place, you're making their job a lot easier.
Yeah, you are. And like, the thing that people don't realize also is like, with agents and managers and all of that, like, you still have to do the work. Like, you're still going to have to be on the lookout for opportunities, because like, They have a book of people. It's not like you're their sole focus, unless like you're like Brad Pitt or something like that, then that's a totally different thing. And that's everyone's goal. Everyone's goal like ultimately is to get to that point, but
yeah, and that's like you said, that a lot of people think that the agent is the one who does the work, but it's a work share. They're the one who gets you the opportunities, but you have to actually convert them. So this was also a skill that I had to work on when I was pitching. Was once I pitched and I got the opportunity to audition, I had to work on my audition skills. And that was across various platforms, because nowadays there's so many ways to audition. You can do self-tapes, you can do Skype auditions, you can do in-person auditions. Sometimes you just do it on the phone. And so I had to try a variety of different ways to audition, and I had to do it so many times to really master it. And because I am the way that I am in business, applying it over to this, you know, this industry, I tracked all of that. I created a spreadsheet and I tracked, okay, this is the amount of pitches I sent. This is how many turned into responses. This is how many of the responses said, okay, I want you to audition. This is how many of the auditions were self-tapes. This is how many of them were Skype auditions. This is how many were phone calls. This is how many just gave me the role based on my marketing material. This is how many I had to audition in person. And then I tracked my conversion from those auditions. I said, okay, this is how many roles I landed from those self-tapes. This is how many roles I landed from those Skype auditions. This is how many roles I landed from those in-person or from those phone interviews. And now I know my conversion. And so I can see what do I have to work on and what am I doing really well? Because if I can take that to an agent and say, look, here are some stats that show when you get me self-tape auditions, I'm going to, like, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to be booking that role. It's not 9 times out of 10. It's more like 6 out of 10.
But it's very high. But you're able to prove your success rate. And that's that's something that people don't realize also. Like, what you're doing is you're taking the guesswork out of the agent's job or the manager's job, because you're like, look, I'm already tracking my results. You don't have to. You can track it from here forward, but here's my track record. And again, like, that's the thing that people, I think this is really valuable for people, because you have to understand that it is a business. And yes, it's creative, because like you said at the beginning, like when you told your husband, I could be anything I want. Like, that's the beauty of it. But there's also the business end of it where, yeah, I could be whatever I want, but I have to prove myself worthy to get to that point. And I mean, that's
an agent doesn't get excitement out of helping you be creative. That's their job. They make money off of you booking roles. Yeah. So you have to be able to prove that you can even get auditions, and that once you get the auditions, you can actually convert the auditions. You have to be able to prove that you can make them money.
Yeah.
That's what they
That's the dead honest truth about the industry, because they also have to pay their bills. So am I going to take a risk on someone who hasn't done anything, or maybe they've done a few community theater projects and they haven't tracked anything? Or am I going to put my money on someone who's already done a lot of work to prove to herself, first of all, and then to me that she can do this? I put my money on you because I'm not a gambler. Like, I like guarantees. But I love everything that you're saying, because again, it's so important to treat it like a business. Like, yeah, we all get emotional and we get excited about things, but at the end of the day, you have to have a system of success. And that's something that you've definitely set up. I mean, you definitely have a system of success, and I can't wait to see you apply it to LA or to wherever it is you wind up, because it's a fantastic thing. And it's something that I think people need to, people in general, I mean, and this is something you can apply to any area of your life. It doesn't just have to be show business. It can be a business. It can be, I talked to someone earlier today who wants to write a book. I'm like, okay, well, when are you starting? I didn't think about that. Well, I guess today's a good day. And like, you can track all of that stuff. So
that's a really good example too, because part of the reason why I was able to get the branding in place and get the marketing material in place and get these opportunities to audition for these roles is because I was willing to invest in myself. Mm-hmm. If you're going to write a book and you're not executing, well, you could just go and hire a book coach, or you could hire an editor, or you could hire someone who can ghostwrite the book for you so that you can get to that goal faster and with less effort and do it more successfully. So for me, what that looked like was when VIP Ignite spoke to me on the phone, Alicia kept trying to list all of these different options. And I said, no, I just want your top option. I'm not here to play around. I'm here to be serious. I want the most amount of support. So what is your top option? And I invested at the top level. But then I said, okay, there's other resources out there too. You know, whereas other new actresses or actors or models, they might hesitate to sign up for casting sites because some of them require you to pay. I said, absolutely, I'm going to invest in those things, because if I'm serious about this, it's just like a business. You have to invest in order to be successful in business. You can't start a business for free. That's just how it is. And when I am doing the branding and I'm doing the marketing material, I had to pay for all of that. I paid for the design work. I had to pay to get the materials printed and created. I had to, like I said, pay for the services to self-submit my pitches. I'm getting a demo reel created. I have to pay to get that done. The headshots, I had to pay for the photographer. And these were all things that I was willing to do because I'm treating it like a business that I am very serious about.
Yeah, and that's why you've had so much success. I mean, you've already walked the red carpet. How many times?
More times than I can count.
I know, right? No, but the thing is, like, that's amazing because, again, it's like, and you've also, not only have you found success for yourself, you've helped other people in Inner Circle find success, because I know that you've recommended people that live in the area for roles, and that, like,
I helped one of our VIP Ignite Inner Circle members get her first paid role. I was so excited for her.
Yeah, no, so it's like the thing I love, and like that this is a huge reason that we wanted you on the show, besides the fact that, like, you've taken our system and, like, you've more than run with it. Like, you have you've, like, made it, like, so much more than we, like, we gave you, like, resources, and you were like, okay, well, woo, and, like, again, every time I think about the video that you sent me with your spreadsheet, I'm like, I really need to, like, spend a day with you so you could help me with that. But the thing is, like, you're not only successful yourself, you're also always, Amanda's always someone who, we have Facebook groups, and if you're watching this and you don't know that, we have Facebook groups where, like, our Inner Circle specifically, it's a place just for them to gather. And Amanda's always sharing tips in there. Like, oh my gosh, guys, like, I just did 9 auditions in one day, and this is how I did it. And it's like, but she's always willing to share those resources, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, too. I've noticed this industry, it depends upon the location. It depends upon the person, like any industry. But I've noticed in this industry in particular, there's a lot of people who are very competitive. Mm-hmm. And so if something's working for them, they kind of want to keep it to themselves and put themselves on this high horse, like, ooh, look at this amazing thing that I've done, and make themselves seem like this elusive god type of character. And for me, that's not how I've ever wanted to be in any business. You know, if you come to me in my online marketing business and you are a competitor, I will still collaborate with you, because I know that when we work together, we build each other up. Yeah. And so I like to have a very collaborative spirit. Mm-hmm. I really believe that is a big part of my success, because I am willing to work with other people, and it always comes back tenfold. So anytime that I notice something that works, absolutely, I'm going to record a video and I'm going to show you guys how I did it and what worked, and hopefully you see success from it too.
Yeah, it's just awesome. And, like, that, again, that's a part of the mindset of success that we want to share, because, like, we also give a lot of free resources at VIP Ignite. Like, our webinar, we have a 2-hour webinar where we basically lay out the entertainment industry in a way that is, like, it jars people because people don't want to know the truth, but it's something that we give away a lot of information. And everyone, we've referenced our events. We have networking events, and we fully vet the people that come to the events. I think we've had only one incident where someone was, like, not exactly what we expected, but every person that comes to the events, we have personal conversations, and we explain to them, like, what we want you to do is we want you to share the truth about the entertainment industry, and we want you to give everyone honest advice. And, like, in Los Angeles, we had someone who gave advice that was so honest that one of our people, like, had a nervous breakdown and had an asthma attack, which that sucked. But the thing is that it was something ultimately that she needed to hear, and she grew from it. But
oh yeah, I mean, I fully agree. I appreciate and feel gratitude for the fact that you guys are so honest and transparent about what it takes, because I know that I can handle it and I can grow from it. I have a backbone. So if you tell me this is what you have to do, even if it's not comfortable, even if it's not mm-hmm. ideal,
yeah,
I want to know that, because I would rather know the truth and have to push to make that a reality than be lied to and never be able to live up to my own expectations.
Yeah. And unfortunately, there are so many companies that give people false promises. Like, if there are so many companies that, like, offer a quick fix, and, like, that's not the reality is that, as you've proven, if you put hard work and dedication into this, and you put your mind into it, and you really are willing to do the hard work, because I'm sure doing 9 auditions in one day probably sounds so glamorous, but it was probably like, you probably passed out when you got home.
honestly, surprisingly enough, it wasn't that bad. I didn't mind it at all, because I thought it was fun.
Yeah. But it's like those things, though. It's what people need to realize is that it is hard work. It's a lot of fun. I mean, we have a lot of fun at VIP Ignite at our events and like even offline, like we're always talking and joking and we have a lot of fun, but ultimately it's a lot of hard work and you have to have that mindset.
Oh God, you know what you just reminded me of? You know what? The auditions, the 9 auditions in a row, I was really pumped for, but I will tell you, being on set for a whole freaking day, that does take dedication, and that you know, you've definitely got to be willing to put in the hard work to get through a full day on set.
Especially like if it's something where you're just getting into the industry and maybe you're not getting paid, or maybe you're getting paid in like donuts or sandwiches or something like that. Like what you have to do is you have to come to the realization that you're investing in yourself. That time is an investment. But it's also like, it's also proving to you, okay, you know what? I love this so much that stale donut was the best thing I've had in my whole entire life because I had this experience. And that's something that we really want people to understand also. Like, you have to have the business acumen like you do, but you also have to have the passion for it. And you have to go into 9 auditions and come out saying, you know what? That was the most fun I've ever had. Like, for me, that sounds god awful. Like, I don't think I could handle that. But the thing is,
one casting director who was like, I know you've just done eight auditions. I'd like for you to audition for this role too, because he liked what I had done in the other auditions. And he said, I know that's a lot though. Do you think it's going to be okay? Like, he was hesitant because he thought it was going to be exhausting. And I said, no, hand it over. Like, I want to read for it.
And I think that's how you know that you found something that you should do because you love it. Like, to be really transparent, you're my third or fourth in 4 interviews. And I'm like, I get more energized the more I do this. So I totally understand that. Yay. So like, yeah. So like when you find that thing, it's, you get excited. You're like, it's like there are nerves, but there's also the sense of excitement and the sense of purpose that comes along with it. So
you just got to remember that every time things get tough or something doesn't go your way, you've just got to remember that and use it as your fuel to keep going. I've noticed that there are some people who can really get down on themselves in this industry if they don't get the role that they want, if the role goes to someone else, especially if it's someone that they knew, or if the film doesn't get into the festival they wanted it to, or they don't get the award or whatever. Maybe they went and they talked to an agent and the agent was mean or gave really bad feedback and it made them feel bad about themselves. It's not an easy industry because you are so vulnerable in your craft. You are never more vulnerable than you are as an actress or actor in front of a camera or in front of a casting director auditioning and doing that craft. It's like nothing else in any other industry, and you're really putting yourself out there, so you've got to have a backbone for that feedback. You've got to have a backbone for failure. You've got to have a backbone for criticism. You've got to be able to be resilient enough to get up and keep going and remember that every single solitary time that there is a mistake or there is a failure, there's also something great that came out of it. There's a lesson that you learned. There's always something that can come out of every experience that can keep you pushing forward.
Yeah, that's true. And that's exactly the mindset that's why we have you on the show today. that's literally the mindset that we want people to understand. Like, yeah, again, like everyone wants that leading role. Everyone wants the agent or whatever. But the thing is like when you talk about acting, like you glow and like you could tell that it's something that's truly a passion. But I love that you're so balanced in that you have the passion for the art, but you also have the passion for the business. And that's what has made you so successful. And that's why I'm so excited to follow your career as you go on, because I know you have some big things coming that I'm not even allowed to know about yet. But I'm just really excited. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And thank you for sharing your passion and just your method. Because the thing is, again, is that if I could teach anyone anything, it would be to have that passion, but also to be logical in the way that you do it. And it sounds almost illogical to say to apply logic to passion, but when you do that, you ignite something that is a huge success. It's like, that's like igniting the rockets of success.
Absolutely. You can't flail around and hope that your passion is what's going to push you. Definitely, once you get in front of the right opportunities, your passion will help you get recognized, but you can't get in front of those right opportunities without the logical execution of a strategy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I think that's the perfect way to end our show. So seriously, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Coffee in the Green Room.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all you do.
Don't forget to go to coffeeinthegreenroom.com for bonus materials, free gifts, and to learn how you can be on the next episode of Coffee in the Green Room. Coffee in the Green Room.